I have a confession to make before you as your preacher this Sunday. As I looked at the readings for today, as I contemplated what I was going to say before you, I pretty much came up with nothing. This is my fourth sermon in the past 7 days, one of which was a very tragic funeral for a 24-year-old who died unexpectedly. And after that kind of week, I felt that I really had nothing left to say. And I was sharing this with a friend of mine who's a priest in Cupertino. And she kind of tilted her head and she said, "Well, isn't that a bit ironic with this week's reading? The feeding of the 5,000? That the disciples say to Jesus, there is no way that we have enough to feed these people. And yet." And so I decided to sit with that. Instead of trying to read more commentaries, instead of trying to work harder to find words to say, I decided to instead stop and be still and listen. And when I stopped, really for the first time this week, I found that what came to me first, unexpectedly, was tears. Not only tears of sadness, although sadness, yes, for the loss of life, for the death of those that we love, for the death of our beloved Joe Graham. But tears of tiredness, tears of the fullness of life, that sometimes life, even when it is good, can be so much to hold. And as the tears flowed, I felt that emptiness that I had felt inside of myself began to change, to shift. I began to feel the fullness of presence, that peace which passes all understanding. It was as if every particle of my being, of the air, seemed saturated with the presence of God. And in that moment, I felt that I had the strength to go on to the next moment. The gift that I took from this is that what we see as scarcity, what I see as scarcity or a paucity of words, is actually the invitation to the very abundance that God can work in our lives, to trust in God's love and grace and mercy. As our collect today says, without God, nothing is strong. Nothing is holy. Increase and multiply upon us your mercy, that we may so pass through things temporal that we lose not the things eternal. And indeed, this seems to be part of the message of our gospel today, this great miracle, one of Jesus's most famous miracles present in all four of the gospels. But this miracle was in many ways only possible because someone showed up with what they had. Not an abundance of food, for that was the work of God, but because a small child showed up with a few loaves of bread and a few fish, a humble offering before a hungry crowd, yes, but with God's help, food enough for thousands. Have you seen this in your own life? I feel like it happens more than we think. We have a tendency to rarefy miracles, to think that they only happen in these extravagant ways, but how often have we seen that a casserole is just a casserole, sure, but a casserole for someone who is in need, someone who is ill, someone who is mourning is so much more than just simply feeding. It is our love multiplied in ways that we can hardly imagine, in ways mysterious and holy. And indeed, from my own experience, I have to say that after this experience, I didn't get more sleep. I didn't get more time off or anything like that, but what I got from coming before God with nothing but my own emptiness was presence. And that presence, like manna from heaven, was enough to take me forward to the next thing. Is that not its own miracle? I find this to be God's most common answer to my pleading. Not a rescue from the pain or the circumstances, but rather the strength and the mercy to continue on, to continue through. As Jesus says to the disciples who are terrified as they see their Savior coming towards them, "It is I. Do not be afraid." And as we read in our portion from Ephesians today, "I pray that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant that you may be strengthened in your inner being with power through his Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith as you are being rooted and grounded in love." That whatever it is around us that demands our attention, that needs our focus and our energy, that when we can remember that we are rooted and grounded in Christ, in that love, that font which is ever flowing, never ceasing, of God's love and presence, we can remain even in the most difficult of circumstances. What feels like not enough in your life today? Instead of avoiding it or trying to fill it with whatever things, how can we ask God to meet us there, in that very place that feels like not enough? And if we take the lessons from our gospel today, how can we perhaps also ask others to meet us there? For it was Andrew, the disciple, who noticed that there was a little boy who had a bit of food. I wonder what the story would have been like had Andrew not reached out to the boy to ask him to share what he had been given with the community, with others. Sometimes the answer to our scarcity lies in relying on those around us, in seeing the gifts that they bring, and in having the courage to ask them for help. Which is to say, in being vulnerable in admitting that sometimes we need and we struggle and we feel empty. And whether or not these other folks might have food to share, perhaps in the honesty of our confession of our own emptiness, we might invite others to say, "I'm hungry too." Sometimes just admitting that we're hungry is the very thing that puts us on the path to being fed. And so I leave you today with our epistle from Ephesians. I pray that you may have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Amen.